everybody, welcome back to The Lowdown. This is episode number 10. That's right, the big 10 of The Lowdown. Today is August 17th, 2010. It's a beautiful Tuesday night, and I am joined by always, as always, by my boy Bobby Rogue. Bobby, welcome back to The Lowdown.
Thank you, Carlos. Glad to be here on episode 10. And we can just go ahead and call this the X Factor episode for you Roman numeral freaks out there. Holler out!
So we're going to talk about a few of the fall movies that we're looking forward to. We've got three on deck, the ones that we're most looking forward to. And we're going to start out with a movie called The Social Network, which I hadn't, I think I had heard of, but I actually hadn't seen the trailer until today. So Bobby, talk to me a little bit about The Social Network.
So check it here, Carlos. I think everybody needs to be watching The Social Network because it's about something very, very special that happened on a fall night in 2003. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, America, you will, because Bobby Rogue's about to break it down for you. Back in 2003, two students invented what is now known as Facebook. And Facebook now has over 500 million friends and counting. And it's going to be a biopic. They're going to talk about, you know, the youngest billionaire in history, which is Mark Zuckerberg. And they're going to talk about, you know, how he created Facebook and how people were like, hey, man, I created Facebook first. And then he said, no, I created Facebook. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be awesome. I think this movie holds a special heart to myself because I wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning checking my Facebook all the time now. I am totally addicted to The Social Network. It happened in Palo Alto, California. I live 20 minutes away from Palo Alto, California, the heart of, or one of the hearts of the Silicon Valley. So, you know, it's pretty interesting, especially when somebody makes a movie about somebody that only happened 6 years ago. That's when you know it's major.
Yeah, you know, this actually made the news, at least on the tech news, a couple weeks ago. There was a story about there's supposedly a contract floating around that some guy has that says that he owns like 20% or 50% or some percentage of Facebook. And one of the big things that they were making a big deal about was the fact that there hasn't been a press release from, I don't know, I can't remember if it was this Mark Zuckerberg guy or whoever had allegedly signed his contract, but supposedly it's legitimate and they haven't said it's not. And normally by now they would have, you know, if it wasn't legitimate, you know, the PR people at Facebook would have already been spinning it, saying that this wasn't a good claim. But yeah, supposedly it's going to go to court and this dude might actually have a valid thing here because this guy signed a contract saying about something about developing the Facebook as it was known back then. So
yeah, and you never know. I mean, when you're a techie man and you're sitting in the coffee room and you guys are floating around ideas and then somebody takes one of your ideas and develops it into his own, you know, that could be construed as theft, and I can definitely see that happening. You know, Bobby Rogue and Carlos, we like to sit down and we like to float ideas all the time, and you just never know. You know, there's things that Carlos has told me that I've repeated to other people as my own, but then I tell Carlos later, you know, I come clean. But yeah, and you know what's funny is that the movie's tagline is you don't get to 500 million friends without making a few enemies. Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes when you make a few enemies, they own you.
Yeah. And, you know, that's when I saw the trailer, that's really what the movie's about. It's kind of this battle between the people that supposedly originated Facebook and how that kind of all played out. So it seems like a pretty interesting movie. I mean, Facebook is such a unique part of our culture now. You know, I look at it all the time. You know, I've been in touch with people I haven't seen in 10, 12, 15 years in some cases. So, yeah, it ought to be interesting. I thought initially that it was going to be more about the whole social networking part of it, but it seems like more about a story about this guy and how it all went down. I was also interested to see that Justin Timberlake was in it, which I thought was kind of interesting.
That is going to be really interesting. But you know what's rather even more interesting to me is what you're talking about is I hope we do somewhere in the movie get to see how, you know, young America, because it did start with colleges and universities first, you know, when the fury began. Yep. And then eventually, you know, with a bunch of VC money, it led to everybody being Facebook, you know, could have easily been called, you know, the site that stomped on MySpace, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I wonder about being a big IT tech kind of geek guy. I wonder what the next big thing is. You know, nobody saw Facebook coming, especially MySpace. MySpace never saw it coming. Twitter, you know, is a big deal now. And I, you know, I just saw a social networking map that I tweeted about the other day, and it blows up how many people are using all these social media platforms. And you know, MySpace is still out there; it's still kicking, especially if you're into music. That's really kind of what their niche is now. And Friendster, I was surprised to see still kicking.
Wow,
still out there. You know,
I thought Friendster was gone because, you know, they're. I look at Flickster now, which is a movie website, and I thought, oh, maybe they're called Flickster because, you know, Friendster is gone.
Yeah, no,
but hey, Friendster's still out there. I learn something new every day. Yeah,
Friendster, people are still using it. And, you know, LinkedIn is a big one, you know, that's kind of out there and, you know, good for your career kind of this kind of stuff. So I'm interested to know what the next big thing is. And, you know, who's, you know, there's probably some kid in a college dorm room right now developing it, and we just don't know what next, you know, he's going to be the next billionaire.
That is true. I mean, the young generation amongst us is the most technology savvy people that are around. And some dork is eating his macaroni and cheese, his top ramen, and working on the next big thing. And little does he know is that maybe in 6 years, he'll be the youngest billionaire. America, check it out. It's called The Social Network. You heard it here. Bobby Rowe gives it a thumbs up. October 1st. Hit the midnight showing, if available. But now Carlos wants to talk about what you guys all want to talk about, and that's the Big Bang Movie that's been split in two. Give it to them, Carlos.
Well, the Big Bang Movie split in two that Bobby's talking about is Harry Potter. And this is probably the movie that I'm looking forward to the most out of all the movies, probably for this year and probably for next year. I'm a big Harry Potter fan. That's finally going to end. I can't wait to see how they do it. This big battle scene that they neglected to put in The Half-Blood Prince, as it was in the book, that they rather put in the last movie, which I completely understand but didn't really appreciate. But it's going to be good, man. The trailer's awesome. I can't speak enough about it. This one comes out November 19th. I will be there probably first in line. But kind of like what we did for Revenge of the Sith, Bobby, back in 2005, where we were waited 10 and a half hours in line. So
the way I remember, I waited 10 and a half hours.
Well, I was bouncing between work and the theater. So
that was pretty cool. Hey, but how about, you know, it's trending on Twitter and it's trending on all, you know, the popular websites is, where is the movie going to end, the first part?
Yeah, I know. I know we had a conversation about that last time that we were together and trying to figure out where a good stopping point was. And there's a couple points in the book that I think it could end, but I don't know. It might get left up in the air.
And yeah, people are saying it's somewhere between chapter 23 and chapter 25. And if you're a big fan of the Harry Potter movies, we're going to go ahead and say it's safe to assume that, you know, you've read the book. So people are saying that if you want to cut off the first film properly, then you got to do it when somebody dies.
That's interesting. I'm trying to remember who dies early in the book.
I don't know.
I have to look back through it to see if anybody significant dies around that time.
Yeah, or, you know, or what is it exactly? You know, where is, where is the movie? Where's chapter 23 to 25? Do you remember?
No, I have to go back and look at that. Where I was thinking was there's going to be a scene. There's a whole part where Harry is riding a dragon. He breaks into one of the banks, the Goblin Bank, and they break out. On a dragon, on the back of a dragon, and I thought that might be a good place to end it.
And I'm a big fan of dragons.
Yeah, that might be a good place. If they do it right, that would probably be my guess of where they would end it. And then that would lead right into the end of the book, where it starts to the battle happens and all that stuff. So I don't know.
That's
gonna be interesting. I'm gonna have to look back at the book to see what's between 23 and 25, and see where I think it would end.
I'm going to miss seeing that beautiful baby on the big screen. What's her name again? Hermione or something?
Oh, Hermione. Emma Watson. Yeah.
I love you, baby.
But, you know, speaking a little bit about technology, let's jump into our third movie and our last movie for today. It's called Tron Legacy. We talked about it early in the year, right? Actually, probably one of the first episodes of the Lowdown, about how much we were looking forward to Tron. So, Bobby, talk to me a little bit about Tron.
Well, man, you know, back when Bobby Rogue was under 5 years old or something like that, there was a little movie brought up by Disney called Tron, based on a video game. And basically, there was this machine that looked like he was the One-Eyed Bandit, and he flashed who I think was, man, what was his name? He was the Starman. I forget his name right now.
Oh, Jeff Bridges?
Jeff Bridges, that's right. Yeah, so Starman gets blasted into this neighborhood of dangerous, you know, computer warfare. There's these cool, sleek cars. They've got these cool, you know, neon uniforms on and stuff like that. And at the end of the movie, he ends up staying in the Tron universe. Fast forward a few decades later, and the movie is going to show us that this gentleman, Mr. Bridges, indeed had a child. And it looks like the One-Eyed Bandit computer is going to blast him into the new Tron world, which is even more dangerous. And it looks pretty cool because at first you see him meet his dad, but from what I'm making out in the trailer is that Mr. Bridges and son, that's not really him. It's maybe just like, you know, maybe coding of him.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that
yeah.
This guy really now rules all of the Tron world and he's somewhere else. He's like who everybody prays for, Jesus.
You know, it's gonna be interesting to see if they bring back the original Tron game on I mean, God knows they could play on an iPhone today, probably. So
it would be really cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I would, if from a marketing perspective, but that's what I would do. I would drop it on Facebook, drop it on your iPhone, drop it on your Android or whatever.
Drop it on Google like they did Pac-Man.
Oh, that'd be a good idea too, man. Man, that would be awesome.
Google, listen up. I came up with it first. Jesus, I keep giving up all the ideas on lowdownradio.com.
That would be really good. All of a sudden, you know, you press a button and it's Tron. Especially because there's so many different Tron
games. You can totally use your keyboard to play Tron.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of how it was. Well, it was just a joystick and a button before.
Yep. And the real title, it's called Tron Legacy. So I'm thinking, like, you know, is it about the legacy of Tron? Or is Tron now Mr. Bridges and then the legacy is his son?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cool things that we can think about this, you know?
Yeah, and even with the Harry Potter movie, the one thing, and this one in particular, they're really pushing the 3D part of it, and I have to search to see if these movies were actually filmed in 3D, because there's a huge difference between a movie that was filmed in 3D versus a movie that they try to adapt into 3D later to see
if
it's even.
And you bring up a really good point, and you know, I'm going to have to say that if I was to take a guess right now, that it wasn't filmed in 3D, because a lot of the times what I've been seeing is presented in 3D or in IMAX 3D, which means to me that it wasn't filmed. I mean, the truly movie that was filmed in 3D was, you know, the last Batman with the Joker in it.
Was that? I thought Avatar was too.
Yeah, Avatar most likely, you know. What's another few billion for Cameron? It's chump change. But yeah, you know, Tron Legacy, it's going to be an upcoming American sci-fi film scheduled for release on December 17th, America, and the rest of the world that likes to listen to the lowdown. And remember, it is the sequel to a 1982 film. So a lot of you probably weren't born. So you're going to have to go to a Blockbuster if it still exists in your neighborhood and ask for that VHS tape most likely.
Nah, whatever, man. Just get on Netflix, dude. I'll guarantee it's on Netflix somewhere. And I have to look it up to see if they do have it on Netflix and get it.
And there's another cool thing. There's one of my favorite actresses. Well, not favorite actresses. Favorite actresses to look at. Olivia Wilde. She'll be in it.
Hey, real quick. Something I just thought of as we're talking about throwbacks to movies and stuff. So did you hear that Star Wars is going to be released on Blu-ray next year?
I did hear that. And you know what? George Lucas, by the way, I was at Lucas Farm, or what do you call it? Not the Skywalker Ranch. I was at Lucas Arts today. I was hanging out at the Yoda fountain. I was in the lobby looking at the life-size Darth Vader and stuff. And, you know, I don't know. Am I torn? Am I not torn? This will be officially the fifth time that I buy a brand new set of Star Wars movies. And I just bought a Blu-ray DVD player. So, you know, I guess the question here is, I heard about it. Yes, I will be a moron and purchase the movies again. And watch them. And you know what? It's probably going to be the original format. And then next year for Christmas, they're going to have the new format, and I'll be buying it again.
No, actually, ended up saying was that they're not going to do the original ones. They're only going to put the special edition on Blu-ray. And a lot of people were PO'd about that.
Yeah, because a lot of you know, at first it was cool when they put the new edition out, but you still have scores of fans that like the originals.
One of the things that they did do too was you can search it on YouTube right now. They put out a deleted scene from Return of the Jedi where Luke Skywalker was building his lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you don't see in the movies, but it shows the first time he activates the green lightsaber in Return of the Jedi. So check it out. I'll see if I can post it on our website at lowdownradio.com.
Yeah. And you know what? For those lowdownradio.com fans right now that are listening, we're going to give you a special treat. I actually took about a dozen or less than a dozen pictures of LucasArts lobby today and the Yoda fountain. We're going to put it up on Lowdown Radio just for you. And we'll go ahead and put that on our Twitter account, huh? Just for our Twitter followers.
Yeah, the other thing too, big Star Wars stuff that came out this week was, and I don't know if you've seen it, but man, check out the trailer for the Clone Wars Season 3. That trailer
I heard that Season 3 is revving up to be a good one, but you know, dude. Not only that, but wasn't there like a big celebration in Orlando called like Star Wars 4 or something like that?
Yeah, I think it was Celebration 5. But yeah,
Yeah,
they do that they do that, I think, once a year at different spots. And yeah, there was a panel with George Lucas, Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker, and Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia. They were all up there talking, and I saw some pictures on CNET.com or something. But it looked pretty cool. I mean, I'm not that geeky. I haven't been to one of those yet, but I definitely wouldn't mind going to one.
Yeah. If you check out my Facebook page today, I put a picture up of two stormtroopers drinking Starbucks coffee. They were in awesome Starbucks aprons.
I had a buddy, man, when I was stationed in England. I had a buddy who was working his way into getting into the 501st, which, if you don't know about the 501st, they're a big Star Wars fan club.
They're out here in the Bay Area.
Right. They're a big Star Wars fan club, and what they do is they custom make all their Imperial uniforms, or Stormtroopers, Sand Troopers, the Emperor's Guards, those guys. And I was asking him, you know, because he was walking around one Halloween in a Stormtrooper getup, and I was like, man, that thing's awesome. He had built the thing from scratch, and that's part of what they need to do to get in the 501st. They have to build it from scratch, and then they have to go through an inspection by members of the
501st.
Yeah, dude,
lot of fiberglass.
And
those things are
so detailed and so awesome, and it takes a lot to even get in it. But they do a lot of good charity work and stuff, so it was cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, you know. Or how about the people that build their R2-D2s from scratch? I've seen some nice chrome ones or some polished stainless steel ones. Yep, they're really nice.
Man, we should just turn this into the Star Wars podcast, because speaking of R2-D2, if you're on Verizon and you're waiting for the new Droid 2 to come out, they're coming next month. It'll come out with a R2-D2 case. And it looks pretty awesome. Yeah, since it's the Droid 2, that's the D2. So of course they branded it R2-D2, and it's got a cool little R2-D2 looking case for it. So
yeah, and check this out. If there's a restoration, what do you call it? It's at the mall, Restoration Warehouse or Restoration Hardware or whatever store.
Yeah.
It's inside your fancy malls. They actually have the throwback metal Star Wars lunchboxes they're selling.
Dude. I remember that. I had a Return of the Jedi one.
Yeah, dude, awesome. I think, you know, you're getting me pumped up. Or how about this? If you go to Macy's and you go to one of those kiosks that sells little, you know, computer trinkets, they've got the R2-D2 and C-3PO thumb drives.
Oh, that's tight.
Have you seen those?
No, I haven't seen those.
A Bobby Rogue might have to send one to you for your birthday.
Cool. All right, everybody. If you want to learn more about the Lowdown, you can visit our website at lowdownradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/lowdownradio. You can follow Bobby Rogue on Twitter. That's twitter.com/BobbyRogue. Or you can follow me at twitter.com/CarlosFrevert. Bobby, take us out, baby.
This is Bobby Rogue. This is Carlos for Lowdown Radio. We're your hookup. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
This has been a Lowdown Radio production. To listen to all of our shows, please visit our website at lowdownradio.com.